Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. While we're still digging out from under those many inches of snow that we received on Friday, the good news is it doesn't look like we're going to get any more this week for Christmas. We'll have the latest forecast for you right after the news. Well, folks are slowly getting out of their driveways and catching up on their holiday shopping. Shoppers were out in droves yesterday at most local stores that were open, and another big shopping day is expected today in the county. The Salvation Army bell ringers should be back on track as well, as they had a big slowdown over the weekend. Very few people in Transmania County are still without power today. Haywood Electric reports that one of their customers in Transmania County is still in the dark. By comparison, over 2,500 of Haywood's customers were out of power in Haywood County today. Duke Power reports no outages in the county at this time, but they are working hard in other parts of the region. And Progress Energy reports more than 20,000 households were still in the dark in Buncombe County as of late last night. Most primary roads in the county have been plowed. Main and Broad streets in town are virtually clear of ice and snow, but it may be a while before secondary roads look the same. Letha Cox with the City of Brevard says trash pickup will resume today, but that city workers will not remove ice and snow from trash cans. City workers have been very hard at work throughout the weekend, plowing city streets and de-icing sidewalks. They have 3 days to catch up before the annual Christmas break. Motorists in North Carolina can expect some slowdowns over the next few days if you're traveling. The State Department of Transportation will continue to work on the state's major roads, but some traffic will be slower in western North Carolina. That's due to the number of stalled cars left during the height of the storm. Authorities are asking those motorists to remove the cars as soon as possible. Some have already been towed. And the Blue Ridge Parkway is closed right now because of the weather, but there will be some new guardrails going into place on parts of that scenic road. The new guardrails will be installed from milepost 350 north to milepost 100, which is between Mount Mitchell and Virginia, just north of Roanoke. Mike Moling with the Blue Ridge Parkway says the old guardrails could not withstand crashes at 45 miles an hour, and a lot of those rails were just old and falling apart and needed to be replaced. He says the project should take about a year and a half. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.